Hello, everybody. This is Lizzie, and this is Passionate Spicy Sugar. I am back with you again this week for another mini episode while Crystal's away. Crystal has been away with tooth problems, mouth problems, and I have recently been having some pain of my own in my own mouth. So for tentatively next week, I may take off if the pain continues, just so you guys know. But this week we're going to do another mini episode where I talk about the new movie, or I'm pretty sure it's a movie, maybe it's a series, that former Game of Thrones stars Jason Momoa and Peter Dinklage are reuniting for. And this is going to be, I think, a really good roles for them. So we're gonna get right into it, just so I can get through this because my mouth hurts pretty bad. Jason Momoa and Peter Dinklage are reuniting on the set of what is going to be a Van Helsing flick, is what it's described. The article I'm getting this information from is on sci-fi.com, and it's called Thrones Alums, Jason Momoa, Peter Dinklage reuniting for Van Helsing flick, Good, Bad, and Undead. So, they note in this article that basically while their roles on Game of Thrones kept them far apart, because of who they played on Game of Thrones. Of course, Peter Dinklage played the amazing Tyrion Lannister, and Jason Momoa played, Khal Drogo, I think his name was, on the film. They never met because, of course, Khal Drogo passed away long before Daenerys Targaryen ever made it over to the Seven Kingdoms. So, but in this movie, it sounds kind of like a weird take on like a buddy cop film. I think basically, Jason Momoa will be playing a vampire, and Peter Dinklage, I think, is the one who's going to be playing Van Helsing in this one. So let's look at the article here. It is a movie. So the name of the movie is Good, Bad, and Undead, and Dinklage will Dinklage will play the vampire sleuth Van Helsing. MMO will be playing a vampire who's grown a conscience. So kind of that angel vibes, maybe. Just a vampire with a conscience. About all the mortals he's feasted on. The director is going to be Max Barbacow. He's known for movies such as The Duke, which was a memoir. I believe this is coming from Legendary Entertainment, according to the article. It's pitched as like a midnight run in a Bram Stoker world. So it is kind of that, going to have that Bram Stoker feel to it. And basically how it's described in this article, and this is kind of why it sounds like kind of like a buddy cop movie, is essentially they go from town to town, but they're scamming people. So Van Helsing, who Peter Dinklage may play, is going to get paid to quote unquote kill off the vampire problem, who Jason Momoa will be playing. The swindle that they have, though, eventually gets discovered by someone, and a huge bounty is put on Jason Momoa's character's head. And so that kind of shoots them off into this weird side adventure of things that basically chaos that they didn't account for when they started this whole deal. So I imagine probably what's going to happen is that Van Helsing is going to have to save his friend's hide from a whole bunch of other bounty hunters and such that are coming from him. They note in the article that the movie marks an intriguing side-by-side pairing of two GOT fan favorites. It does confirm that Momo played Khal Drogo, so I got it right. Woohoo! They say that while, like, Momoa's side-by-side pairing of two GOT fan favorites, Momoa's short time as Khal Drogo, which ended in his death in season two, while Dinklage stuck around for the whole, you know, the whole spiel, and, you know, earned, you know, to make TV history. He earned Emmys and, you know, of course, like I, as I said, played the amazing Tyrion Lannister. It's just Tyrion Lannister from Game of Thrones is one of my favorite characters in the show, by the way. So I was very happy that he made it all the way to end, even if I didn't enjoy the last season. But that's something I think we will talk about is Game of Thrones when Crystal comes back. Because I really want to talk about that. I've been rewatching some of the old scenes from that. So, you know, they talk a little bit about GOT in this article. There's not really much more on, like, when this may come out or, you know, as far as the plot or anything. But it is basically an article just stating that it is in the works. And I, for one, am here for this amazing, amazing pairing. Because I think, you know, I mean, when you look at these two, not just as actors, but as people, they're very amazing people outside of their characters. Jason Momoa, of course, has also played Aquaman, and Peter Dinklage has other movies and things that I've seen him in as well. There's that funeral one he was in, and I don't know, I can't remember the name of it, but it was really funny. You know, they all have amazing roles. They're both great actors, and so I think when they come together into this and then all the chaos that will come from this pairing and this story of, you know, and not only that, the new take of Van Helsing actually being someone that is kind of like, you know, when you think of it, kind of like a Moroku-esque character, Moroku from Inuyasha, where Moroku is a monk who scams people and pretends that things are there that are not, and he travels from place to place to place, and he actually has this friend who can shapeshift, who helps him out with some of his schemes as well. So I feel like it's going to be something kind of like that. And I can't wait for it. I'm very excited. And I hope you guys are excited too. Again, this information comes from an article on sci-fi.com. And the title is Thrones Alums, Jason Momoa, Peter Dinklage, Reuniting for Van Helsing Flick, Good, Bad, and Undead. So look up Good, Bad, and Undead. Check it out. I hope we get a trailer on this soon because it looks really interesting. So without further ado, I hope you guys have been enjoying your week. I've been very much relaxing. I relaxed over the Memorial Day weekend and played a lot of games and stuff like that. And so I hope you guys have been enjoying yourselves, taking time to relax. Yeah, look forward to summer and warmer weather coming soon so you can break out them ACs. My husband and I have already started our AC. But once again, with that, everybody just, like always, stay strong and stay sweet. Bye-bye.